It's 8:42, Friday morning with the Musers out at Fan and Tree Farm in Frisco for their big fall sales event, which runs through the weekend. It's a ticket takeover here. We'll be all day camped out at Fan and Tree Farm on 121 between Custer and Independence. All trees on sale, and they all come with that Fannin one-year guarantee. And right now, with a lot of P1s here, Gordo's going to take out the wireless. Come in.
Hey, guys, do you have me?
We do.
Okay.
Loud and clear.
Hello. This guy's checking his stocks. How are they doing this morning?
Way down.
Oh, no. Are you retired?
I wish I was. No, but no, that's Ryder Cup, and everything's down. Yes. Everything's down.
Got this.
Did you go to Texas?
I did not.
But you have a kid that goes to Texas.
I have a daughter that goes to Texas.
Uh-huh. Where'd you go to college?
I went to Southwest Texas State University.
Oh, in San Marcos.
That's right, Bobcats.
Did you ever eat at Gill's Broiler?
All the time, Mansky Rolls.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, see, there. See, I knew that because I grew up in
two people
San Marcos,
now that go there.
So, yeah, that happened. What's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you?
Probably being interviewed by Gordo.
No, that doesn't count.
It doesn't count.
Did you ever get in a car wreck?
I've never been in a car wreck, knock on plastic or wood, whatever this table is.
Yeah.
But my daughter was this summer, actually.
Oh, no.
But she wasn't injured or anything. Mm-hmm. The car was totaled, but she was fine.
He said she's listening this morning down in Austin. Paige, our favorite.
She's probably
Paige.
The only UT student that listens to the ticket on the app.
What kind of car did you get her?
We haven't gotten her one yet.
Well, how was she in a car wreck? What kind of car was she in?
Subaru. Safest car there is.
Was it your car?
No, it was her car.
Who bought the car? She bought it herself, you're saying?
No, it was a hand-me-down.
From?
Me.
I'm so confused. Okay. All right. But the car didn't come from you.
I drove the car, and then I got a new car, and she got that.
Yeah, I understand what a hand-me-down is. Yes, yes. Gotcha. Gotcha. Well, all right, shout out to Paige.
Shout out to Paige. Go to class.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What are you doing this morning?
I'm working, Gordo.
What kind of work are you doing?
Well, hopefully this is a place where Jerry will be soon. This is a crematorium.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
that's dark.
Dude.
So dark.
Man, jeez.
That's a page out of your book.
What? Why are you doing work on a crematorium?
I'm not. It's a trucking term.
Oh, it's a trucking term. What does a term mean?
Terminal.
Oh, terminal.
Yeah.
It's called a crematorium?
No, it's a joke.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I'm so confused. What do you do for a living?
The exciting world of project management.
Generic.
Oh, okay. Here we go. He's our project
generic.
Manager.
Generic.
What are the goals for today? What are you trying to do today?
To leave and go to the lake here in a little while.
I was hoping for a generic business term.
No, like I said, it's this terminal. For a trip I got to take to California next week.
Did you go to LSU?
No, I went to Northeast Louisiana.
You were wearing an LSU shirt.
Well, my daughter was going to go there, and I went to a game last week, so, you know, it's go Tigers.
You bought the shirt, yeah.
Go uh-huh. Tigers.
What about your wife? How's she doing?
What about her?
Oh, she's all right.
She's all right. Yeah,
she was alive when I left the house.
All right. Okay.
She was still breathing.
Lucky.
And how long have you been married?
I'm going to do my Louisiana math here. 20 years.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
First marriage?
Second.
That's the answer Gordo wanted. That's the answer he wanted.
No answer was wanting.
He would have been so disappointed if you had said yes, first marriage.
What happened to the first marriage?
Well, you know, something happened. She did something. So.
Gordo's loving this.
I'm not loving this. No, I was just. I'm not. So she did something that didn't go over so well with you.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Did you have any kids at the time?
Yes, that one right there.
Oh no. Oh, she got married. The kid did. I mean, after she grew up.
Obviously, yes. Yeah. Yes, she did.
Right. So. And how many children do you have?
Three.
Three. So two with the second wife.
Yes.
Not the answer he wanted.
No, it was. Do you still keep in contact with the ex-wife?
We get along great. A lot better now than we did when we were together.
That's great.
Okay. See there? So there was a happy ending after
happy.
All.
Yes,
and what about the other guy? Did she end up with him?
No, he left her.
Ooh, he loved that.
Oh, man, just stop asking like that.
I like that, too. Yeah. That was great.
Yeah, it was great. It was totally great. All right, take care. All right, let's talk to this guy here. Look at that camo hat.
He's in disguise.
With an epic beard. What do you do for a living, sir?
I run a plumbing business.
Are you a plumber?
I run the business, yeah. I'm a plumber, yeah, but I don't plumb anymore. I run it. I do the bids. I do, you know, set the guys up, things like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Make some plumbing jokes.
I'm not going to make any plumbing jokes, but do you guys, do you like shark bite stuff or no?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
You like sweating pipes, doing it the old-fashioned way?
Sweat, Pro-Pex. Mm-hmm. Yeah, crimping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love this. Oh, this is great. What do you do with a pipe that you can't really get the water turned off completely in it? It's still slowly on. How do you sweat that pipe when it's got water in it?
Well, to turn the water off and then drain it. Usually.
But what if you can't get the water turned all the way off? Bad valve somewhere.
Usually open up a hose bib or something.
Yeah, he knows what he's talking about right there.
You ever use the bread trick?
But if it can't stop, you use Pro-Pet. You can use.
You ever use the bread trick?
No, I have not used.
What's
the
that? Okay.
Old plumbers like me know the bread trick.
Yeah. Stuff bread in the pipe and it.
Stuff bread in the pipe. That's right.
Wow.
Stops the water
where you can sweat it, and then it'll dissolve. And
okay, yeah. So you've heard that one before.
Then you charge them to clean out the aerators and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Had to do that. Well, anyway, how's the plumbing business going?
Well. It's been pretty rough for me. Yeah.
Gordo liked that answer.
I didn't like that answer.
Why is it rough for you?
Well, my father-in-law passed away. That's why I'm running the business, so it's been pretty rough the last few months.
Yeah. Gordon.
Will you stop it?
Anyway, well, but you're turning it around. It's going better now, right?
Yeah, everything's going well. After I got out of the military, yeah. Gave me the opportunity and...
Yeah.
The last 8 years, I've learned everything I know. So
there you go. And how was your time in the military? Enjoy that?
I did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was any deployments?
One to Afghanistan. Yeah.
Wow. What's it like over there? Have good food?
I got really bad food poisoning over there. Yeah.
You got bad food poisoning. What happened to you?
I was in Kyrgyzstan and I don't know, ate some food and it was pretty bad.
Bad burrito.
Yeah.
Say that.
God bless.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you for your service.
Sorry about Gordo.
Here's some of our regulars over here at Fannin. What's your name, ma'am?
Pam.
Pam. And who are you with, Pam?
Ava.
Ava. And are you related to Ava?
I hope so, yes.
Okay, yes. Birthed her, right?
Yes.
Conventional birth?
Yes.
Okay. Not cesarean?
No.
Okay. All right. Did you know that you were conventionally birthed?
What does that mean?
Let's not get into it.
Okay.
Let's not get into it. How old are you, Ava?
12.
12. Okay, so that's what, seventh grade or sixth?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. And what do you hope to be when you grow up?
so...
You have to give a shout out to Miss John.
No.
Mom's already coaching from the wings, so I can see...
Well, I want to be an actress, but I don't think that's going to happen.
Why not?
Well,
I don't know.
It could still happen.
Yeah.
But
Mom, are you killing her dreams?
She can do whatever she wants to do, Gordo.
Okay. Right. Just put your mind to it.
All right, so an actress, what kind of actress?
Maybe she can clean her room.
Okay, that's Mom. Not what... Yeah, okay.
yeah.
I want to work for Disney Channel.
Okay, there you go. Star on a goal. Disney show or something?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Disney show?
I don't really know. I used to watch Disney a lot, but I always have a sweet spot for Disney.
Yeah. Sort of a nostalgic choice for you when you're accepting roles. You maybe give it to him. All right, do you have a boyfriend?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah. Not at all, huh?
Nope.
Not interested.
Nope.
You want to drive?
Yep.
What kind of car you want?
I want a light pink Jeep, and I'm going to put eyelashes on it.
Okay. Yeah, George drives one right now.
I got one just like that. Yeah,
exactly
yeah.
like that. Well, thank you for being out here, Ava.
You're welcome.
There you go. There's okay. Ava, the actress for the Disney Channel someday.
That's awesome. All right, thank you, Gordo.
Yes, sir.
Thanks to all the P1s who came out here to Fannin Tree Farm this morning.